It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Coming up today, we'll talk with FCHS Athletic Director Bobby Wells about the impact of Proposal 23 on area schools. We'll also visit with Sisney High School coach Kevin Bowen, and we'll catch up with Mules coach Scott McElravy about last night's big game against Casey Westfield and the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. It's all coming up on Sports Talk. Here's Derek Dunn.
And a good Saturday morning to you here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. And it's time for Sports Talk. And here on this, a beautiful Saturday morning, we'd like to mention that this episode of Sports Talk will be archived for podcast on our website at WFIWradio.com following the conclusion of today's show. And Sports Talk, of course, airs every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And want to also mention, too, that Sports Talk, the page, in case you're wondering where it's at, you can go online to our website at WFIWradio.com, click on the About Us, and see like a little drop-down menu, and you should see Sports Talk. That's where the episode will be podcasted at. You can also hear prior episodes of Sports Talk on there as well. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports scores from last night in boys high school basketball action. It was Casey Westfield over Fairfield 60-58 in overtime. The Warriors improved to 10-0 of the season, still unbeaten. Fairfield was their first loss of the season for the Mules. They fall to 10-1 overall. It was a non-conference game, by the way. Casey Westfield, a member of the Little Illini Conference, and of course the Mules, members of the Black Diamond. Elsewhere, one other BDC score to mention of note, it was Johnston City over Galatia, 57-53. Chester over Zegra Royalton, 75-28. It was Woodlawn over Odin, 59-47. That's a big Midland Trail Conference game that happened last night. It was Salem over Paris, 60-39 in non-con play. Also, Breeze Modern Day over Alney, 57-34. Marshall over Monticello, 58-48. It was Nashville over Carterville, 44-24. And Pickneyville topped Anna Jonesboro in river-to-river action, 76-46. So, not nearly as a whole lot of hoops that happened last night due to the holidays, but several games were played, though, last night. Now, you are listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. This is Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. We'll be right back as we're going to be featuring interviews from Scott McElravy, as well as Bobby Wells of the FCHS Athletic Director, and Kevin Bowen of the Sisney Run Alliance. So that's all coming up here this morning on Sports Talk. We'll be right back following these words.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for making us the five-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Alney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the expert, Complete HVAC and Plumbing, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing and sign up for a service agreement check of your system. They have three levels of service agreements to choose from, so call 445-3329 and schedule your service today.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customize shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Grayville Clinic is now open. The Grayville Clinic will be offering the same level of excellence that other Horizon Healthcare clinics strive to provide. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, minor foot care procedures, minor laceration suturing, routine women's health exams, DOT testing, outpatient lab work, and more. The clinic is located at 319 West Commerce Street in Grayville, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins welcome. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
You're listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on a Saturday morning for Sports Talk. And last night, battle of state-ranked teams and the battle of two unbeatens, actually, as Fairfield hosted KZ Westfield in a sold-out game, actually, at the Mule Barn. The place was packed last night. In fact, they announced that they weren't even going to be selling tickets after the halftime of the JV game. It was just that full, incredible atmosphere last night. Well, Mark Turner, he caught up with Mule's coach Scott McElravy following last night's game where KZ Westfield beat the Mule 60-58 in overtime. Here's Mark and Scott.
Coach Scott McElravy has joined us up top. Coach,
what's that?
Oh, yeah. What a ball game here tonight, man. That was incredible.
That's why we called Casey and said we want to play. They're a really good team. They're the best team we've seen this year so far. They may be the best team we end up playing this year. You know, there's not too many people better than that. It was super, super atmosphere. I mean, I think it said sold out on the doors before the JV game was over or something like that. I mean, kids are disappointed. You know, we had a lead there at half, and they crept back. I think they were up 6 at the end of the third quarter. And we just, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. I mean, it's not like we lost to a bad team tonight. They're really good.
Thought you did a really good job on their big guy, Luke Richards.
He's a ton. You know, we got him in foul trouble. I think he got a fifth foul there they didn't call, but that's okay.
I think he had about 6 or 7 fouls.
It's okay. You know, he's a really good player. He's smart. Our kids know him and Downs and those kids because they played with him in the spring, our older boys. So there's a lot of mutual respect there for those guys and their team. And I've known Coach Brandon for a long time. He does a good job. So it was great having them come down. I mean, you can't get any better atmosphere than that.
It was rocking from at least 15 minutes before the JV game. This place was packed.
Yeah, the JV guys, we told them, we said, man, you may have a chance to play in front of a packed house. And they were really excited, I think. We shot about 15 threes before we shot anything else there to start the JV game. But they settled in, and those kids, they just know how to win. They found a way to win there. So, you know, it's a fun night. I told the kids, varsity guys, I said, we're going to use this as motivation. We've got 3 practices before the El Dorado tournament. So, you know, our goal, we're number 1 seed, but they don't give you the trophy by just being the, you know, the pre-tournament number 1. So we've got some work to do, but I think the guys they'll lock back in and we'll get it done.
Talk about that El Dorado Holiday Tournament. Number 1 seed, first time in school history, you get the number 1 seed. You get Carrier Mills Stonefort in the first round, and it's a team that they've got some players, and you can't look past them.
Good young athletes. I mean, I think they start 2 or 3 freshmen, maybe 4. You know, and that's a game where they come in, they say, hey, you know, we have nothing to lose being the you know, proposed 16 seed or whatever, you know, so guys have to be locked in from the start, you know, being the number 1, everybody's going to look at you and try to knock you off. And I think our guys will be fine.
You look at the seeds from 1 to 4, you know, you guys are 1, Massac County is number 2, Heron 3, and then Gallatin County 4. And any one of those 4 teams can come away with the championship trophy there.
Yeah. Gallatin's on our side, you know, as is the host school, El Dorado, and, you know, they both have, you know, good records. I think they're both 9-2 or something like that right now. So, you know, we got to get, you know, Carterville being the way there if we beat the Mills, Carterville or Hardin County. So there's no easy wins. You know, we've just got to stick to business. This is tough, but, you know, we told the kids win or lose tonight, you know, this is going to make us better. Win or lose, and the kids battled. You know, we made good plays. We had mistakes as well, but that's what happens when you play good teams.
Yeah,
you know, you're not going to be perfect all the time.
You can't help but get better when you play a team like KZ Westfield and when you play in an atmosphere like this one. Just makes you better as you move down the line.
It does, and thanks so much to the fans for coming out and supporting us. You know, that's the thing when you win here, the fans really jump on board, and I know it meant a lot to the kids and us coaches that we had a packed house, and I think we'll have a great following as we hopefully go deep into the tournament at El Dorado as well.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll see you Thursday afternoon. Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Hey, you guys too. Thank you very much.
Right. Coach Scott McElravy, the Mules drop a 60-58 decision to KZ Westfield in overtime here at the Mule Barn on this Friday night.
And you're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here. I want to mention a few stats here about that Mules-KZ Westfield game. The one key stat from last night's game, both team stats were pretty identical, but KZ Westfield, they won the rebounding war. Final tally there, KZ Westfield had 35 rebounds in the game. The Mules came up with 28. Also, too, Luke Richards, a 6'6" big man that Mark Turner and Scott McAravey were talking about. He was a load inside for the Mules. In fact, he had 18 points, yanked down 11 rebounds. But also, too, another player for KZ Westfield who had the rebounding advantage, Marcus Downs, he actually came away with 12 points and 11 rebounds. So a couple of players for KZ, a couple of double-doubles right there. Also for the Mules, they were led in scoring by Brian Estes. He had 16 points. Landon Zerlini had 15 points off the bench for the Mules. And again, Fairfield going to be playing in the El Dorado Holiday Tournament next week. As for KZ Westfield, in case you're wondering where they're going to be going, they're going to be heading to Terre Haute, Indiana South High School for the 19th annual First Financial Wabash Valley Classic. So that's where they're going to be heading towards next week, a tough tournament over there. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 at WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Jeff Vaughn, he spoke with FCHS Athletic Director Bobby Wells. Next, it's all coming up about the approval of Proposal 23 that was approved by the IHSA earlier this week. That's coming up here on Sports Talk.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the hometown bank's member FDIC equal housing lender.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
Do you dread shopping for a car and dealing the big city way? How about trying LeMond Chevrolet Chrysler in Fairfield, Illinois? LeMond's offers new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in one convenient location. No high-pressure tactics and no fast-talking. Just good old-fashioned respect for the customer's needs and wants, a comfortable atmosphere, and LeMond's will save you money. We're easy to find. I-64 to the 110 exit, 9 miles north in Little Fairfield, Illinois. Look us up at LeMondsOnline.com or give us a call at 618-842-4995. You'll like the way we do business.
Get the good stuff.
The annual year-end tool sale is going on now at Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield and Wayne City. Get the lowest prices of the year on in-stock and special order tools. Hand tools, power tools, battery chargers, jacks, toolboxes, creepers, testers, compressors, shop vacs, and much more. All tools are on sale until December 31st. From everyone at Napa in Fairfield and Wayne City, they wish you and your family Merry Christmas and a blessed and prosperous new year.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here, and here is FCHS Athletic Director Bob Wells talking with Jeff Vaughn about the approval of Proposal 23 earlier this week. As the IHSA member schools, they voted to adopt it. It means big changes to high school football in Illinois, and Jeff Vaughn, he spoke with Bob Wells about the impact the changes will have.
What's that going to mean for Fairfield?
That's a good question, Jeff. You know, as I was talking to some other ADs just a few minutes ago, I kind of liken it to when Grandma used to put the plate in front of you and she said, eat it, and you didn't really know what it was and you were kind of scared, but then it might be pretty good, it might not be pretty good. We just really don't know what it's going to taste like. I mean, we know that the IHSA is going to be setting our schedule. We're going to have the first 2 weeks that we're going to be able to go and play whoever we want to non-conference, and those will be on us. And then after that, they set our next seven games. you got to finish the top four in your district to be able to qualify for the IHSA playoffs. And, of course, that's all going to be in enrollment. That enrollment's going to be set before the season starts, so you're going to know who you're going to play up front, obviously, and where you're going to fall in, what class you're going to fall into when it comes time for the postseason. And this all will not take place until 2021.
The BDC now, in terms of football at least, is essentially dissolved. Is that correct?
After the next 2 years, yes. We'll be playing Black Diamond football for the next 2 years, and it will essentially be dissolved after that in terms of football competition. As a group of ADs, I talked to a few already, and I think after the first of the year, we're going to get together and we're going to start talking about some questions and answers as to where we would pursue as a conference as a whole for all of our other sports moving forward. Myself right now, I am the current conference president for the remainder of this year and the next. So we'll kind of see how that goes. And I'm fortunately, unfortunately, however you want to look at it, I'm going to be the one trying to lead us through this for the good or for the bad.
Okay. But directly, at least, by this proposal, basketball, volleyball, all that stuff is
still right where it's at currently. It'll definitely be that way for the next 2 years. It may be that way for the next 52 years, or it may be done with the destruction of the football conference. It's going to change a lot of things for a lot of people throughout the state. The biggest thing that I'm going to say is people are just going to have to be patient with us, because I don't have a whole heck of a lot of answers to give people, because that was one of the main reasons that we voted no when we chose to do that, was outside of we know we're going to have 9 games, 2 non-conference, 7 are going to be set by the state. We have very, very little knowledge of what that's going to look like. I know we're not going to be playing those same teams that we do in the Black Diamond Conference, because right now, relatively, ourselves, Vianna, and CZR are the only 3A teams that are in the Black Diamond Conference, with Cesar dropping their co-op a few years ago. And really the only other team that's remotely close to us is Mount Carmel. Then you're going to start getting into some of your river-to-river schools like Nashville, Pinckneyville, Harrisburg, some of those schools, West Frankfort. But like with Nashville and Pinckneyville, they're a lot like us. They're a borderline 2A, 3A team every year. So are they going to fall into that 2A, or are they going to fall into the 3A? And that changes, and your football schedule will change every 2 years moving forward after the 2021 season, because it's based off of the enrollment from the previous 2 years.
Now, I know you said you don't know a lot about what's going to happen in the future. But I have to ask about, like, the rivalry games. I mean, Carmi, I assume, I guess I shouldn't, but I assume with the 2 games that you get to pick, that might still be in the cards.
Hopefully Carmi's still going to want to play us. Coach Simon and I, we talked about this way back when this first came up, and he said at that time, and I said as well, we'd both still like to play each other, you know. I've talked to some other ADs from around. I still think that we would play at least one of our current conference opponents, if not multiple conference opponents, whether it be Carmi or whoever that would be. It would make most sense for us, because it does look like there's going to be some increased travel with this new conference. People were upset, you know, with the Black Diamond having to either go to Vianna or Chester every other year. Vianna may be a short trip, depending upon some of the places that they have potentially talked about us going. Just with the hearsay and some of those people. So I would like to think that we'll probably keep Carmi, or try to keep Carmi, possibly try to keep Edwards County, with that being a 15-minute trip, you know, or a McLeansboro or an El Dorado, somebody like that would possibly be in the cards as well. But come postseason time, those schools would definitely be out for us, because they are close to, in some cases, 100 kids less than us, some cases is 75, but we're going to be teetering right on that 2A, 3A border again.
Do you know of any impact that this will have right now? And again, you may not be able to answer, and that's fair. JV football, freshman football, how will this impact those?
Those things, on how that impacts us, basically you are free to schedule your own games however you want to. So I think most of that, we're probably going to see most of our Black Diamond schools stay intact with that. If, you know, McLeansboro's fielding a junior varsity team, we may not be playing them on the varsity level, but the likelihood of us playing them on the JV level is probably pretty good, or El Dorado. And something else that's gonna play into that factor, too, is so many schools here recently have just been so declining in numbers in terms of your freshmen and your JV, so that's going to be a huge factor, too. Who has enough to play freshman in JV. And then some of the other factors that Coach Towns and I were actually talking about just a few minutes ago was you may see co-ops dissolve. You may see co-ops start anew. You know, it would not be opposed to us to look at potentially co-oping with somebody moving down the line if it didn't bump us up a class. You know, if we knew we were permanently locked in 3A, but we could go pick up another school that would keep us in 3A close to us, we would definitely do that. If it was going to move us up into 4A, we would say no. Or if we knew we were going to be entrenched into 2A, that it was going to bump us into 3, we would say no. But those are going to be things that we'd have to look at. I think teams like CZR are going to really take a good hard look at if they were to dissolve that co-op and one of those schools would hold it, that would probably push them down into 1A. It would definitely push them down into 2A. Or Vianna-Gorville, you know, that's a co-op that's been existent, and that's what's kept football going there. But if one of those schools said, hey, we want to go out on our own, they're definitely going to be a 1A school as opposed to a 3A school. And that opens up a whole other ball of wax, too. You know, when you're talking about 1A schools in the South, there's not very many of them. You know, Coach Basso at Cesar Vallier, now that they're 1A, was talking to me just a little bit ago about that. And he goes, I don't know where we're going to go. You know, they're probably still going to play Edwards County. They may have to travel all the way to Bridgeport to play a game. North Greene, Greenfield, Illinois, those places that we're talking up close to Jacksonville to get a 1A team, that's a distinct possibility that may come across their schedule. So, as bad as things could potentially be for us in terms of travel, it could be a lot worse depending upon where you're at in other parts of the state.
All righty. Well, I think that's all the questions I have for you. Anything that you want to add?
We'll keep everybody in the loop. As soon as we know more, you know, we'll relay that via our Facebook page and definitely be doing interviews with both WFIW as well as Wayne County Press and just keep people in the knowledge of what's going on. But we're still kind of all in loop right now as to what's going on, and we'll be in the Black Diamond for the next 2 years and hopefully have a whole heck of a lot of success with that and just kind of keeping everybody in the know. That's the main thing.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jeff.
And that was Jeff Vaughn talking with FCHS Athletic Director Bob Wells. Again, that was about the Proposal 23. The IHSA member schools voted to adopt it earlier this week, means big changes to football in Illinois. Again, that will take effect in the year 2021. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Coming up, got an interview with head coach Kevin Bowen of the Cessna Running Lions. That is coming up here on Sports Talk following these messages.
Small business is the backbone of our communities. It's a good feeling to know that one loan to a business benefits everyone in the community, not just that business. Hi, this is Matt Moore, commercial banker of People's National Bank in Fairfield. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference since 1909. Member FDIC.
White Christmas. This is Sean Rush, and I'm dreaming up a White Christmas Whirlpool sale at Rush Appliance. Let me show you our White Christmas sale tags on our Whirlpool black stainless steel French door refrigerators and stainless steel kitchen appliances. Plus, look for our special Whirlpool offers on Facebook. May your deals be merry and bright, and may all your Christmas tags be white at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmi, where delivery is free and customer service is priceless.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company at 618-445-2306 today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Bonds Tire has the Yokohama tire for you, and they are offering up to a $100 online rebate now until the 31st of October. Selected Yokohama Avid Ascend GT and Geolander tires now have an online rebate when you buy four tires. This deal will not be around for long, so get them while you can, along with incredible savings. Bonds Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Highway 45 across from Casey's General Store, or give them a call, 842-3500. You are listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you now. Time is about 9:25, and I caught up with Sisney head coach Kevin Bowen earlier this week. Caught up with him following the Running Lions basketball game against North Clay on Tuesday night. There's a big shootout going to be happening today. It's actually just started not too long ago. It's the North Clay shootout. We'll go over the schedule here in a moment. But I was talking to head coach Kevin Bowen about their opponent in St. Elmo Brownstown, and this is what he had to say.
Coach, you got the North Clay shootout, actually. You're going to be up here again on Saturday, I'm not mistaken. And,
correct.
Who are you going to be taking on? Can you tell us about your opponent just to scout them out a little bit?
Yeah, we're playing St. Elmo Brownstown, which they just finished second place in their tournament that they host up there. I think it's about the same time as the Connie Allen.
Yeah.
They got beat by Mulberry Grove, who I don't think has lost a game yet.
They have not.
So they're a very good basketball team, and I've just watched, you know, preparing for North Clay, I hadn't had a chance to watch, but I've got a couple tapes on them, about three films on them. So I'll be doing that from here until then. So.
And St. Elmo Brownstown, I think they also beat Vandalia.
They did.
That was a big win for them.
They did. So they're a good basketball team. Watch just a little bit of tape. They've got three guys that shoot it really well, and a big guy inside that creates some space and is good on the offensive reap on the boards.
I was also looking ahead of your schedule real quick for regular season. You got South Central coming up.
Yeah.
You also got a former Mid-South member and NCOE. They're coming up as well.
Yeah.
And so you got some non-conference opponents still coming up along with your conference opponents too.
Yeah, we do. We got a lot of games left and a lot of basketball left. And, you know, I think, you know, it's not the toughest part of our schedule, but, you know, we played some pretty good basketball teams in this stretch. And that's what we want. I think we tend sometimes to play the level of competition. That's not a good thing. But when you're young, sometimes that happens.
Yeah. But, hey, Coach, you guys are getting better and better by the game, by the practice. I enjoy watching you guys play, and we enjoy watching them play. And they're just growing. They're maturing. And we appreciate your time up here on this Tuesday night here at North Clay High School in Louisville, Illinois. Again, Coach, Just keep on playing. Keep on fighting hard and playing hard.
Well, that's all we can do.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dave.
Your time. Thank you. Coach Kevin Bowen of the Sisney Running Lions.
Again, that was Sisney Running Lions head basketball coach Kevin Bowen here. Stay tuned here because the local schedule is next. We'll be talking more about that North Clay shootout. It started at 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to be doing a couple of broadcasts from there as well, actually. And also even tell you about a Christmas tournament going on down south. And a big game today in college basketball action and even some national sports as well coming up for you. So stay tuned here to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back following these words.
The Big Finish event is here at Le Mans Chrysler, along with the best automotive deals of 2018. 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Save up to $12,044 on the all-new 19 Ram 1500. New 2018 Ram Heavy Duty Trucks discounted up to $11,145. Remaining new 2018 Ram 1500 Crew Cabs. Save up to $15,261. Le Mans prices always include destination and everyone qualifies. These offers end December 31st. Le Mans Chrysler, 412 East Main in Fairfield, and LeMansOnline.com.
Happy holidays from Wainwright Propane. We'd like to thank you for your continued business and remind you to check your propane tank and order a fill-up. Don't wake up cold during the holiday season. Give Wainwright Propane a call today at 618-842-3940 and place your order. Wainwright Propane, your good neighbor propane supplier, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, open 8 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays, 8 to noon.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Look no further. Napa in Wayne City has the tools for the job. December 3rd through December 27th, Napa is having a tool sale, and they guarantee the best prices of the year. Can't find what you need? Don't worry. Napa can order what you need and have it ready for you the next day. Napa sells auto parts, tools, and equipment for your cars, trucks, and farming equipment. Stop in today at 210 West Robinson in Wayne City or call 895-2108.
Get the good stuff. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Take your pharmacist home at Shoe Creek Pharmacy. Introducing Dispel at Shoe Creek Pharmacy. Dispel is a safe and innovative multi-dose packaging system that makes it easy to take your medication. Each blister pack has 28 individual blisters that contain your prescribed medication for specific time and date. Detachable, portable, and color-coded. So say goodbye to traditional pill boxes and say hello to Dispel at your Health Mart Pharmacy, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Wayne City.
Vaughn's Tires introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile treadwear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Avid Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here a little bit past 9:30, and let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports schedule for today. High school boys basketball action at the North Clay Shootout. Now, that started at 9 o'clock this morning. Weber and Ramsey taking on each other now. That's a pretty much a full day of basketball action at 10:30. Flora will take on Odin. 12 noon. Cowden Herrick Beecher City, or some people call them a CHBC. They're going to be taking on Sandoval. At 1:30, Grayville is going to be taking on South Central. At 3:30, Sisney versus St. Elmo Brownstown. I was talking to Kevin Bowen about that earlier. You can hear that game on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. Also at 5 o'clock, Centralia Christ R. Rock Lutheran will take on Neoga. 6:30, the host, North Clay, going to be taking on Okaw Valley, the Timberwolves. And then at 8 p.m., the nightcap game, Wayne City versus Dietrich. You can hear that game on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. So that is the North Clay Shootout. That is the schedule. You can view it online through our local sports page as well. The Dongola Christmas Tournament continues, and Deep Southern Illinois Egyptian will take on Pope County. Dongola, the host, versus Joppa. Joppa versus Egyptian, then Dongola versus Pope County. College basketball action. Big game. College basketball today at 6 p.m. Illini will take on Missouri and St. Louis. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. College football, the bowl games continue at the Birmingham Bowl. It'll be Memphis taking on Wake Forest. At the Hawaii Bowl, Louisiana Tech will take on Hawaii. The Armed Forces Bowl, Houston will take on Army. And the Dollar General Bowl, Troy will take on Buffalo. NFL action, Washington will be on the road. They'll be taking on the Tennessee Titans also. Baltimore Ravens, they're going to fly all the way to the West Coast and take on the L.A. Chargers. And the NHL, the Blues, they had the night off last night, but they're going to be taking on Calgary on the road. So that is a look at the local sports schedule and also national sports as well for you. I want to take the time to thank our sponsors of Sports Talk, which airs every Saturday morning here at 9 a.m., 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. These sponsors are Citizens National Bank, Complete Heating and Air, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Farmers Packing, FNB, Fairfield National Bank, Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler, Napa of Fairfield, People's National Bank, Rush Appliance and Furniture, United Mutual Insurance of Albion, Vaughn Tire, Wayne White Propane, Trust Bank, Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, and Napa of Wayne City. If you happen to hear any of these sponsors that I mentioned, please tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship of Sports Talk every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And also, we'd like to remind you, too, you can listen to past episodes of Sports Talk on WFIWRadio.com by clicking on the About Us tab right there on the top side of our site. Just click on that. Drop-down menu will occur, and you can actually listen to archived episodes of Sports Talk like this one right here, which will be podcasted following the show. I'm Derek Dunn. That about wraps it up here on Sports Talk. Have a great Saturday. Also, Merry Christmas to you. Have a Happy New Year as well. We'll see you all next Saturday. And by the way, too, the El Dorado Holiday Tournament will be starting up here just right after Christmas. So stay tuned for our coverage of that. If there's any more changes and that sort of thing, we'll see how the Mules and Edwards County Lions do. That wraps up Sports Talk on this Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.